Lord, please place your burdens on our hearts and teach us to pray with all of our hearts for your kingdom to come and your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Dear heart dwellers, we have all been praying and offering sufferings and fasts for President Trump's initiatives to purge evil from our government. And I have been so very curious and wanting to know if our prayers are making an impact. Yet when I try to look, I feel the Lord tugging at my heart and not wanting me to look to see what's breaking. Thank God he's given me one reliable source who will tell us when we really need to know something. But I struggle on my own with this compulsion, this distraction, and it's dirty, so very dirty and impure. You can't look at the media, you can't get on the internet without seeing something disgusting. It really is not good for our spirits to read these things or seek them out. You have to wade through so much to get the kernel, and you know how it is. The internet grabs you once you're there and you can't resist. Well, let's resist because Jesus is telling us to. He spoke lovingly but seriously with me about this. I began, "Oh Lord, this is such a struggle. I'm so hungry to hear some kind of progress." And Jesus answered, "The more you listen to that, the worse you'll get." "But can't I just have a few bottom lines?" "They will whet your appetite for more." "But you can help me with that, can't you?" "I know, this wanting to know feeds pride, right? Please, Jesus, help me understand. Can you help me break this compulsion? I'm so taken up with it at times I can't concentrate on anything else. Yet I have for the most part obeyed you and stayed away from the news." "Have you?" "Well, other than the president's Twitter, for the most part, yes, right?" "You have greatly reduced your involvement, and I understand your curiosity. But I want you to live by the Spirit, not the flesh, not other people's flesh. And it is rife with dark, dark, disgusting images that stick in your mind. Oh, I do so want more purity for you, my love." "More purity, Claire. No feeding on darkness. I promise to let you know what you need to know to continue your prayers. Wouldn't you rather get a burden from me than potentially false information from them?" "Well, that's true. I would much rather. Oh, please then, Lord, impart that burden to me." "That is what I want as well. But my question is, will you be satisfied or will you want more?" "I will probably want to see it in the news somewhere as a physical confirmation." "But how many times have you gone looking and found nothing but darkness?" "A lot. Most of the time." "That's what I mean. What I give you is not public knowledge. What I give you is what I want you to focus on in your prayers, because that is where we are forging the next move and breakthrough. You are very well informed, because the source of your information is infallible. I need you to learn to be satisfied with that and not be weak, giving in to curiosity, like weak souls." "Well, I'm guilty of that." Jesus continued, "My mother did not give in to curiosity. She knew that I would tell her what she needed to know, and what she didn't need to know, she didn't desire to know. That's the kind of trust and holiness I need from you." Now, this is interesting. The reason Jesus mentioned his mother is that I believe she was a very pure soul, the very first Christian, or she couldn't have been given the mandate to carry Jesus in her womb. She taught him from a young age, and everything about her had to be pure. So lately I've asked Jesus, "Lord, please make me pure, even as your mother was pure, or is pure, that I might bring more and more of you into the world." So I answered him, and I said, "Okay, I'm really going to try and stay away from the media, even though I want to see what our prayers are doing." especially mine, for the still sleeping population of America who haven't a clue how evil their politicians are. I have heard that Tuesday night Hannity is going to announce the corruption to the population. Please pray that there will be many, many viewers and that their minds will finally be opened. Returning to the Lord, I told him I would really try. He answered, "And I know you will for love of me. I know you want to please me. I hear you receiving a word. Would this please Jesus? And I see you saying no, it wouldn't, and leaving off with it. That is so meritorious, and I long for more merit on your part, because I'm extending you the grace. The sooner you really get a hold of this and refuse to allow your curiosity, the sooner you will make great strides forward. When you give in to curiosity, you give in to darkness and the world. You allow that to enter into your mind and heart. Then you become sullied and dirty from the contamination. It inhibits your prayers and sense of well-being, which is deeply disturbed by evil. I would rather you not look at that and get contaminated. That's what I mean. In the long run, you will be very happy you turned the demons of curiosity down for love of me. Very happy indeed. More and more of me as your source. Less and less of the world, unless I bring you something and you sense the release to look at it." Well, I noticed that I had a desire to pray less in favor of finding out more, because instead of shouldering a prayer burden, I wanted to run to my emails and see if anything was new. And the Lord answered me and said, "And yet I bring you those requests with a heavy heart and expect you to respond wholeheartedly when I do. And it grieves me when you don't. You pass them by for more titillating items of news when I needed you to really care about what I brought you that was off your favorite topic." I'm sorry, Lord, that is so very, very wrong. But this is the way the flesh gets the upper hand. That burning curiosity and drive to know causes you to ignore things that are more important to me, things that are more ordinary. You would do well to curb this, my love. It is a flaw in you. Actually, it's a wrinkle in your wedding gown because it is a long-standing habit. Stains happen when you expose yourself to the filth and contamination of the world's sins, unless it is to prepare you for a certain work. And even then, you must take a spiritual bath when you come off the topic, because it has left a very ugly grunge and sick odor on your soul. Yes, this goes for all of you heart dwellers. Do not spend time digging up decayed and rotten matter. Touch it lightly and go on. Better for all of you to get your understanding from me and not from the world, which presents things in a crippling and distorted way to elicit certain attitudes from you. They are bending your minds with lies and manipulating your thinking so you will do what they want, which is mostly to be insecure and restless. All of it is of demonic origin. This is why I ask you to stay away from the media. Even the alternative news channels have a twist to cause you to be very interested, returning again and again, and support them. There's quite a bit of manipulation involved in the presentation, when I would rather you see the hard facts, receive a new burden from me, and keep praying. Lord, have you anything to share about the new year? I do, my love, but this is not the night to share it. I do want you to pray for the American people that they will finally open their eyes. Pray that the blindness that has been put over their eyes will come down and come off. Pray that they will seek the truth over their party lines. Pray against the enemy who wants to keep them ignorant and hostile towards your president, who is doing what nobody thought could be done. Continue to pray for justice, dear ones. There is a monumental task ahead of the president, which will take up much time even into the spring and summer of this year. What he has exposed is so far-reaching, it will take several months to bring the evildoers to justice. I am proud of you, heart dwellers. Many of you have suffered like troopers and have gone into your prayers with all your hearts. Believe me, my Father is very pleased with you, and you have done a mighty work for the kingdom of God. But there are still many to capture and prosecute, and that must be done. And many will try to sidestep it by intrigue or claiming they're dead and then disappearing to a hidden destination. I want their influence brought to an end, and for that they must be captured and tried. Pray.